step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hope you're not full, because we're serving up your morning show leftovers right now.
It's always good to hear when I ask somebody, we're all in, he goes, I think so. And there it is. Well, you've been around Eric too much.
The computer that used to run the shows is in a different room now, so I just assume it's working right
now.
Yeah,
well, we're going to fingers crossed.
It's really, that's the ultimate, Eric. Are you sure? I think so.
We'll
sure,
find out.
Sure it is. Welcome to your morning show, a leftover podcast. Appreciate you listening. This is us, uncensored, unfiltered, ungiving a flying... No, okay, not gonna do that.
I was like, dang.
Did I get you all going for a second?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I haven't sworn on the air this year.
This year, stop it. This year's not over.
We're halfway.
I don't think I've done it in a long time.
Are
I did
you
it,
sure?
Like, when the Kane Show would take a long vacation, it would be, you know, I like instantly would say like the F word on the air. And that was always a fun little test to see what was happening.
I've been close a few times.
Oh, it's a rush. It's truly a rush. And then, because you can't tell if that it's a dumb button works or not until like minutes later. So
I said the S word once and never did it again.
That means it's.
I've come close.
Yeah, it happens. It's like a rite of passage on the show. So a little popcorn, see what's going on in everybody's lives. Let's do a popcorn hoodie. You start.
Hello, I'm excited.
Hi.
You need to go see Thor Love and Thunder this weekend.
Okay.
It was really
what
good.
Is this little mini thing
it's
you
my,
have in your hand?
My mini Mjolnir.
Oh my God, a Mjolnir. I didn't know that's what that was called.
It's the hammer.
It's the hammer.
Is it an actual, like, hammer?
It's metal. I don't know if it's...
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh,
well,
it is.
There you Whoops. Go. Broke the table.
Right.
But yeah, I really liked it, and it's very funny. So if you need a good time, good date night movie, and a good parent and kid movie. So
that's
not the one. Scenario
it's not the one
with
Natalie Portman, though, right?
It is the one with Natalie Portman.
Oh, it is the one? Okay.
Yes.
And then, so you went to the theater, and did you see dudes dressed as Minions?
I did, which was really fun. So the whole thing is the gentle Minions trend, which is like some movie theaters are pretty much banning teenagers mainly.
Because they're being
from
jackasses, aren't they?
Because literally, like, they'll get so rowdy, like it was.
They'll destroy stuff.
It was rowdier than like Avengers Endgame back in the day, like people going crazy. That they've banned some, mainly teenagers from showing up. But the other day when I was going to go see Thor, I saw a posse of 20 high schoolers in suits.
Oh my
god! And like
gosh.
It was dope as hell because like they're seeing the Minions.
Did they do anything dumb?
So fun.
Not that I know of. I didn't hear any ruckus. You know, while I was waiting for the theater.
Yeah,
so.
Leave it to 20 high school dudes. Way not stand out by all going as in suits because it wasn't most theaters banned it, right? Like most of them recently.
Yeah. So this past week. Which, I mean, it's great because Minions made a butt ton of money last
of
weekend
course.
Because
God.
Of this. Because
how many other Ben?
I think it's the fifth one, technically.
Good night.
The second Minions movie, though. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, anything else new with you, Hoods?
That and this weekend. Oh, yeah.
Aren't you going downtown?
I am, actually, because Saturday I'm making the celebrity appearance with Maura's friend group because it's one of their birthdays, and I really only got invited because, like, with the show and stuff. So
you know what, though? This happens a lot. I had somebody invite me to their birthday party because they wanted to meet John. Like, literally, they're like...
you, but not him.
No, they said they wanted to surprise their boyfriend because they surprise their boyfriend every year with something big. And she said, John could be the something big.
I mean...
And I'm like, well,
not wrong.
Yeah, well, you don't do the whole show pony thing. Like,
Not in somebody else's day, no.
Right.
No, but I mean, wouldn't be bad.
I wouldn't mind it.
When you guys going down on Saturday?
On Saturday.
I'll be down there Saturday.
And then Eric said he might be down that area too. So.
Eric's going. I thought he's going.
Yeah,
to
Yeah, he said. Apparently, he's already making plans after the game to not hang out with his friends.
Wait,
he's
hold on.
Surprise? Of
Wait,
course.
Eric, can you come here for a second? Come here for a second. Okay, because Eric had said that he was doing. Yeah, the game. I guess the game's at 4 though. So I guess in theory he could.
Good.
This could get dangerous.
Very.
Wait, are you already making plans to ditch and come back down to DC after the O's game?
What do you mean?
Hoodie was saying you might.
It's a 4:05 game.
Yeah,
and it's 7. I'll probably leave by 6. The game.
You ain't staying the whole time, bro.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm not gonna sit in seats.
Yeah,
I'm also gonna have to. You know, Julian's going with his.
Here's the excuses.
Friends, family, whatever. So he's not gonna be fun at all.
His friends, family, or his in-laws. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
No, that's how I did that right there.
So, yeah. So then there's that, and then...
His wife's family. You're such an
Eric.
Ass.
Oh, you know.
Saturday we're getting rowdy?
I think so, yeah.
Just depends on the day goes.
Me and Molly will be downtown.
You gotta pack and move and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then I said,
it's a 4:05 start.
I said on the show that you produce that we're going to be at a hotel on Saturday.
I was on Saturday.
In the war.
During the day. What are you doing?
At night.
They're not moving during the day.
They're not moving during the day. He's moving today. Tomorrow they're going to
They're not going to get it done in one day.
They've been doing it all week.
No, we started yesterday.
And that was just the packing of the thing.
Does she have a couch?
No.
Exactly.
Just her bedroom. She has a bed and dressers and stuff.
That's easy.
Dressers are easy.
Dresses are easy, puppy. Use one of the dollies from down... Well, where are they at now? We don't even know where the dollies are anymore.
Why would I use a dolly from here?
Because they work.
So you don't have to...
And it's free.
Rent one's kind of like $40.
Rent is expensive, bro.
Listen, so Saturday, possibly.
Possibly, yeah. I'll sext you in hoodie. Don't worry.
What?
Okay. I'll send those sexy texts. Sexy texts.
I just gave the camera a gym look. Like, did you see that?
Sexed.
Let's not do that. Okay.
Why are you so squirrely like that?
Your boy's friend's family.
Gross.
Boy's friend's family. Yeah. Not a fan. So whatever. He knows.
All right.
They all know.
By the way, if anybody knows Eric well enough, Eric in a baseball game is bizarre because you're too antsy. You can't sit still.
I can't. Yeah. I don't like it. And then I told Julian, I'll give you 2 innings. And then I'm going to the center field bar.
I love that you called him antsy because I could just see you like with your eyes all wide looking at Eric like, sit down.
No.
He can't.
I can't. But when the Nationals won the World Series, luckily we were in the center field bar at the Bud Light thing.
We were.
The porch. So at least I could like stand and like kind of move around. Me sitting in those little ass chairs with this big booty doesn't work.
Yeah, we'll say the baseball stadiums are worse.
Do you get even more antsy like when you drink? Like when the straw bends?
Do I?
Probably.
No, Eric just doesn't
he's more relaxed.
He doesn't like standing around.
Yeah.
That's more so the thing. If he has a drink, he's fine. But if he's just standing around where he could be doing drinking.
Sitting there watching baseball, it's just a boring sport.
It can be. But at least Camden Yards is like the coolest stadium, I think, in the league.
Nats Park is pretty good, too.
All right, Eric.
Oh, God. All right.
Roman Rooster, Shake Shack, Ben's Chili Bowl, the center porch.
So it's the food that makes it better.
Delicious.
Jimmy Seafood, though, Camden.
Okay.
There's one in Nats Park, too.
Damn it, Andrew. Shh. Crab pretzels.
Ooh, crab pretzels. Likes a crab. Yes, I do.
My buddy T. You guys love all this crab.
Wait, who
crab
are,
pretzels
who
are delicious. Who are you from playing? Maryland?
I am from Maryland. I am not a crab fan at all.
Who was playing? Wait, it's Hawaiian shirt night, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't that where you're going?
Why Julian's going is because it's Hawaiian shirt day. That's the only reason why he's going. Who are they playing?
That's a hoodie move.
Angels.
Go to the game for a free thing.
Hey, well, we might be going on the Han Solo baseball bobblehead night. So you know,
really, we might be going
for those.
No, for the Nats with Toby.
Well, I'm taking my parents.
Oh, that's the thing he was texting about.
Yeah, that's the Juan Soto bobblehead.
When was that again?
Star Wars night next
weekend?
Saturday.
Do we ever decide if we're doing that?
We never got pricing.
Funny that works.
Probably not happening.
That's probably not.
that's always like, hey, you guys want a box suite for the Nats? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna figure out how much it costs. Well, I was kind of thinking long lines are free. It was kind of how that was.
Offer it. If yeah, you're not
he
gonna...
seem like that
yeah,
too,
he sure
right?
as hell did. I was like, all right, cool. This will be dope. Then, because I'm gonna figure out how much it is, how many people you bring in. I'm like, I don't know that. It's a lot
I mean,
of money.
If you bring enough people, it's like what, 4 G's? So you can bring enough people, a lot of bucks.
Yeah,
oh
but people
God.
Are also gonna
wow.
pay for it though.
Really?
Yeah, but you get food with it too.
Barely. Still.
Yeah, but you don't barely. Offer someone box John. Seats.
All right, what
did
Minnesota
make
ever give
it?
You, buddy?
What Minnesota give me?
Nothing.
Mighty Ducks 1, 2, and 3. You ever heard of it? You ever heard of Prince? You ever heard of Scotch Tape,
oh,
Eric?
Here we go. Anyway, bye, Eric.
Popcorn Riley, as yeah. long as popcorn.
So pray for me because this weekend my husband is installing my brakes, and I've never known him to do such a thing. He said he's installed many. I don't know. I just don't want to die on the way to work is all.
We'll find out on Monday.
Just drive slow.
I mean, that's the thing, though, is that Marshall's actually really handy in just about every single thing that he does. And he's also bringing over one of his friends, Justin, and he used to work at BMW. So I feel like I'm going to be safe if he's there. But I don't know. I've never had my brakes changed in any way, shape, or form, like, by anybody other than a professional. So
nobody ever's gotten hurt from brakes.
He's being serious. Okay.
Yeah.
Popcorn John.
This weekend, helping Molly move. Very excited for that. big old six-monther. That's exciting.
Oh.
And that's kind of it. I mean, it's just like the move is just, it takes forever. It's the worst. Like, moving and traveling are two of the worst things as a human being you have to go through. I've done it 5 times, I think. And so going through, finding out what stuff to throw out, what stuff to keep is kind of the biggest pain. Driving the rental truck is also a giant pain. Those rental trucks, like, I don't think they go through inspections ever.
Probably not.
No, because it's just like, they're always inflated on one side. They have, the brakes don't work on those things. When I moved
There's
last time,
dents and dings.
100%. The windshield wipers didn't work, and it was a rainstorm. So that was very fun.
Do you change all the presets in the rental trucks
every time?
Stations is great.
Every single time. I've heard like the renting from like the Home Depot is kind of like the way to go though. People are saying
yes,
for rental cars.
I did that. I did that farm move, and it was a brand new truck, and it was really nice.
Did you kind of want to get a truck?
Nice.
What?
You kind of want to get a truck now?
No, I'm good.
But if we get if we get trucks, Eric will get one.
We already technically the 4Runner technically one.
Yeah, if we have that kind of disposable income, just pay for a truck. He'll get one though.
that's
how he goes with that. Popcorn Rose.
This has been like the longest short week ever. I feel like, especially with 6 months sleep regression happening in our household, and I found out a fun fact for parents: there's one at 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, and 18 months.
Damn!
So that's super fun. My plan today is to nap because my mom is over and she'll help out. And then this weekend we have a play date with one of our friends. I know Clint's going golfing. And he did get the pool down.
Oh,
so I'm hoping to get some inflatable pool time in.
Hell yeah.
Which will be very nice. And I need to finish Stranger Things.
Yes,
I have like 3 episodes left, and they're the longest of the episodes.
Three
so it's kind of.
Left.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard when your baby's not sleeping, and I'm like, I don't want to watch these scary shows with the baby awake. So hopefully we'll be able to finish it.
Oh, it's
weekend.
So good. It's really good.
I'm
really, really good.
So excited. I've been trying to stay away from spoilers. I kind of like know some things that happen, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, because I think next week's probably the time where it's like, if you haven't watched it by then.
Oh, yeah, then I'm SOL.
Yeah, that's kind of how that works. So, listen, thanks for listening today. Thanks for watching. If you're listening, you can watch it on the Instagram, YMS Radio. You can find the podcast, a Binge Week of Show. Search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The new way to wake up. Your morning show with John and Riley and Rose. Follow us on your iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.